The Ghana Poultry Farmers Association today celebrated World Egg Day with a float through some principal streets of Accra. It was also to highlight the health benefits of eggs and sensitize Ghanaians on the need to consume at least 2 eggs a day for good health. Notable among the stakeholders were nurses, poultry farmers, caterers, and members of the public. We have correspondent George Ankra on the phone to give us more on the day. Good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon, sir.
How did the float go?
The float was patronized well by the stakeholders who are in the poultry industry when we got to the forecourt of the State House. The rally started earnestly, and the occasion is still ongoing. The most important thing that we want Ghanaians to know is that today is a day that has been declared by Ghana's Poultry Farmers Association as Egg-Free Day. The theme chosen for the occasion is "For Good Health, Think Egg." And they are telling Ghanaians that egg does not know any age, because as Professor Ajimabedu Akosa put it, in America, one citizen consumes about 300 eggs per year. In Ghana, a person eats egg about 1 egg or 20 pieces a year. And this was as a result of misconception. Now research has proved that egg is good for human consumption, and Ghanaians must eat egg, 2 eggs per day, if we want to live long, the way Americans and the British also live long.
How are people taking the message on the consumption of at least 2 eggs a day?
In fact, Mama Zimbi brought in widows to come and grace the occasion. And when I interacted with them, particularly when Professor Ajimabedu Akosa mounted the podium and spoke in Chui, he explained to them that egg contains every vitamin that we need from all our food that we eat, from banana, from plantain, from vegetables, from all the tubers and all that. But egg alone has got all the vitamins that are contained in all these food items, describing egg as a complete meal. Then I have with me here the vice chairman of the Ghana National Poultry Farmers Association, Napoleon Odro. He wants to also tell you the way we are marking the day here and the need why Ghanaians should eat egg. Mr. Odro.
Yes, this is Odro. Today, the day has been very, very wonderful. We started the float from Mansabona, Jamestown, all the way here. And the way the public accepted us, how they came closer to us, indicated that, yes, Ghanaians are beginning to understand the importance of egg. In fact, World Egg Day is marked on the 14th day of October every year. We have started it for the last 3 years, but this year has been very, very special. When you look at the kind of personalities we have here, we have the student nurses around, we have people from Medical Association. Almost all the health sector and institutions are available for us to tell the public that, yes, indeed, it is good to consume eggs. It is very, very sad that we are only using 20 pieces per person per annum. And how early do we leave this earth? You know, whereas in some other countries, advanced countries, they are eating over 200 pieces. And when you look at how long they live on this earth, one will not understand why Ghanaians will hold on to the centuries ago myth and will not revise. I am very much hopeful that after today's session, the public will begin to revise the perception we hold against egg.
Thank you very much, Mr. Odro. Can we talk to George Ankra now?
Okay. Hello.
Now, George, my final question. Have you eating an egg today?
Well, the caterers are preparing the meal. We were giving eggs, but I am on the journey, so I'm not eating yet. But all the old ladies and the young ones who are interested are all eating eggs. Everybody here has eaten eggs. I am not taking mine yet.
Very much, George. We hope to see you some eggs in the office later on. That was George Ankara, correspondent with members of the Ghana Poultry Farmers Association celebrating World Egg Day.
The CEO